If you've ever thought about writing an ebook, but you don't really know how long it should be or where to get started, this podcast is for you. It's super short, but I'm going to show you how you can get an ebook done or how you can get a video training series done in less than 20 minutes. Make sure you check me out on the podcast. If you are a Christian woman who has knowledge or expertise in an area and you feel called or led to share that information with other people, but you feel overwhelmed with trying to figure it all out, like how do you really get started? What do you really need to do? Which guru do you really need to listen to? And if the tech alone might be stressing you out, or you're trying to figure out where will I find the time to even try to be consistent with sharing the knowledge that you have, but you still know you want to help others grow because you know that they can grow, overcome, and become in some area of their life with the information that you have, there is absolutely a way for you to share your gift with the world without feeling stressed and overwhelmed, and by doing it on your own schedule, as well as still giving impact. I am Dr. T. I am a longtime educator. I'm a certified executive business coach. I'm a launch expert. I am a course building expert, and I am here with She Launches podcast, where we're helping thousands of women across the world get started, because what I know is getting started is the most daunting part of launching a business, but it can also be the most rewarding if you have the right guidance, knowledge, and expertise. We're also going to be talking in this podcast about how you can take care of yourself, your own mental, your own self-care, because this is the most pleasing aspect that I believe God wants us to be in charge of. So it is time for you to launch. It is time for you to get started. And I hope to see you on the Inside the Podcast. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of She Launches Podcast. I'm excited to be here. As usual, I am glad that you are rocking with me. And make sure that you hit that subscribe or follow button. Make sure you go to shelauncesit.com. We have some incredible things. There's going to be some shifting to that site coming up because I'm ever evolving, and I am making sure that it is meeting the needs of those of you guys who are out there. There's going to be some mini trainings that are going to be coming up there on that site. So just make sure you go to shelauncesit.com to check out what it is that we have, what it is that we're doing. And in today's episode, number 50. We are talking about how to start an ebook in less than 20 minutes. I promise you, I know I can do this, and I know you could do this, and it might take me about 20 minutes to explain it, but I promise you, you can do it in less than a minute. And I maybe give you 2 minutes. I have done this before live on air. I've done it to where I've been riding in the car with folks. I think I talked about it on a previous podcast, like an early podcast. My girl just had said, before we get to the house, you got to have this thing outlined, right? But I wanted to just name this episode starting an ebook, so that if that's something specific that you're searching for, those other episodes that I did, that wasn't the title of them. So that's why I'm coming to you with this one today, because I want you to know how simple it is for you to do an ebook. So we are going to dive right in. So the first thing, you guys, this literally is really, really easy. So number one, this is what you should be thinking about if you're taking notes. Number one, what's the point of the ebook? I need you to answer that question first. What I am finding is, like, I'm having some conversation with some folks in business, and I've said this statement before. We have some much more sophisticated buyers today, right? And people know that they have to give up their email address in order to get something, right? But so there is a difference between having a lead magnet and having a high quality lead magnet. Like, are you giving some value in what it is that you're doing, or did you do that ebook, as we're talking about, just to get their email? There really is a difference, because some of them are kind of like, that was not that great. That wasn't great. You didn't really say anything. Like, I could have searched that on the internet to get that, right? Like, so I want us to have some high quality ebooks. So you want to ask yourself, what's the point of the, what's the purpose of the ebook? Is it solving a problem? Are you teaching a skill? is it a pleasure read? Now, if we're talking about business, it probably shouldn't be a pleasure read, right? It should offer information to help the reader move to another phase or learn something, right? You have to make sure that you understand that. So at the top, I generally write my title. Well, most of the time I write my titles last, but sometimes I'll have a title first. So I don't get worried about that, because sometimes you let the theme emerge for you. So you write down the problem that you're going to solve. Like, what are they going to get as a result of this ebook? The second thing you might be thinking about, like maybe if you're thinking like, I don't know how to say what's the point of the ebook. So think about it like this. Why do they need it? Why does the end user, why does your avatar need this ebook? Because it's going to help them to, right? That may help you think about why you're doing the ebook. Or three, you could write it from this perspective. What can it help people with, right? Like in some way you should be answering that question, right? In some way, you should be answering that question. What's the point? What's the purpose? Why do they need it? What can it help people with, right? Because that's the important part. Sometimes people feel like, oh, I'm giving away too much information. I give all this away. You know what? Give it away, because the people that want to work with you want to work with you. They're not looking for free information. They want somebody to be there with them every step of the way, because they know if they have you in their corner, they are going to go farther, faster, right? And it's gonna take much more time if you're just doing, you know, things on your own. So don't worry about that. So give them something of value. Now, when I'm talking about an ebook, this is different from if you're writing like a 30-day prayer journal, or a 30-day a journal. Those are separate. Like a 30-day, you know, 30 days for prayer, right? Or you're designing a journal, right? And there's a lot of people that still love journals, and both of those are good. Now, but what I'm saying as far as the ebook is concerned, those it's different. Now you could do a 30-day journal. And here's the thing, keep it simple, because here's what I said. I was working with a client and she was doing a journal. She's actually done the journal. And it was like, I think a 6 months journal. I said, well, why? I said, why don't you do like a 30-day journal or do a, you know, quarterly journal, because you want to be able to do another journal, right? Because, but if you do a journal, a 30-day journal, you have 30-day periods you can do. You could do a journal. You could do 30 days for any reason, right? You could have a topic, like, for example, if I'm talking about startups for ebooks, I could do 30 days to launch. I could do 30-day prayer for your business. I could do 30 days building your email list. I could do 30 days. Like, you could run the 30-day plan forever with your topic that you're doing. You could be the 30-day queen or king, if there are guys listening, but you can do that till the wheels fall off, right? So take that and give yourself an opportunity to have multiple products and not try to put everything in one. That might help you right there, right? Like just break it down and keep it simple, right? So that's what I'm saying. The ebook is different from, I'm losing my place in my notes, sorry about that, but ebook is different from a 30-day journal or a 30-day book, but you can still do those. Keep it simple. Now the next thing, so you have your why, you have what it is you're doing, you have the reason why you're doing it. The next step is I want you to write out 5 to 6 steps that it's going to take for that end. You said the 5 to 6 steps it's going to take to solve that problem. 5 to 6 steps is going to take on why they need it. Like, you know, there, if I'm talking about, launching, I have to have 5 to 6 steps. Can you have 7? Yes. Can you have 10? Yes. But you probably don't need 10, because I'm telling you to keep it simple, right? So, you know, and if you do 10, do 10 and be done. All I'm telling you is to keep it simple. One of the reasons why ebooks and books get hard to write, and we're not talking about a book, we're talking about an ebook, and I want it to be short on purpose, because most of the time people don't want to digest that much information, not in written form. People that read want to read, but what ebooks for business, I want you to keep it short. I want you to keep it simple. I want you to make the, you know, the letters bigger. I want you to not gigantic, but you don't have to use 12-point font. Please don't do that. Make it a little bit bigger. Make it good for the people. Use double spacing. Use images. I was going to say that one in a second. But make sure that you have that. So you want to have 5 to 6 steps that's going to take to solve that problem. Now, make sure that when you say these 5 to 6 steps, that you are that those 5 or 6 steps are in completion to solving the problem that you put, or the reason why you're doing the ebook in the first place, right? Don't leave out something important, right? That doesn't make any sense, but make sure that you take them all the way to completion with that. Now, once you get your 5 to 6 or 5 to 7 steps, go back to each step. So step number one, I want you to give 3 to 5 bullet points for that particular step. Okay, 3 to 5 bullet points on what you need to do or why that's important or how to do that. Then go to step number two that you said, right? 3 to 5 bullets. Go to step number 3, 3 to 5 bullets, so on and so forth for each of the steps that you have, right? So that's step number 3. Step number 4, either now that you have all of those, you have all of the 5 to 7 steps, which in essence are 5 to 7 chapters or 5 to 7 steps or whatever you want to call them. And now you have sub chapters or subtext, right, to, you know, put in there. I want you to either talk it out. You can go to otter.io, I think it is, and you can talk it out. You can or you can write it out in paragraphs, write a few paragraphs, 3 to 5 paragraphs for each one of the steps. You can do 2 or 3 paragraphs if you want to, but write each of the sub steps out in long form or talk them out. Add some graphics, as I said. You can either do that on Canva or Fiverr with a design, cover, and you're done. I'm done, and I've been talking for 9.5 minutes. And I was talking about other stuff before. So let me go back and make sure you got it very, very clear. Number one, you want to make sure you want to write out what's the purpose of the book, what problem you're solving. Why do they need it? That's number one. Okay. Number two, you want to write out 5 to 7. I said 5 to 6, but you can do 5 to 7 steps to solving that problem. Make sure that you have all of the steps that you need to solve that problem or to the end of the reason why you're writing that ebook. Number three, for each step, each of those 5 to 7 steps, write 3 to 5 bullets. Number four, talk it out or write it out in a few paragraphs. And number five, make sure you put some graphics inside, go to Canva, do it yourself, go to Fiverr, pay someone to set it up for you, and you are done. Make sure you get the final file in PDF, and you are done. I have this program, I think it's called Designer with 2 R's, and it's a program that puts the ebooks together. So all I do is I put it in a Word document, like I'll have it in a Word doc, and I put it in there. I select my cover and I hit the button. And when I tell you put it in there, I'm telling you, I saw Jesus when that thing happened. That thing, I said, oh my God. Now, yes, I've gone through and made some changes and did some things, but it absolutely works. I was so shocked when I saw that program to be able to do it. And I think I did a lifetime thing on it or something like that, so I'll never have to pay for it again, which I think is actually key. But that's all that it takes for you to get an ebook done. You guys, keep it simple. Oftentimes what you can do, I've done this as well. I have taken my audio file and I have put it in ChatGPT and I've asked ChatGPT to clean it up. I've asked ChatGPT to, just clean it up. I give them the tenor of my tone, my voice, who my audience is. Do I want it professional? Do I want it, whimsical? Do I want it, whatever? Do I want it in comedy? You really can do that. You can literally say, write it out like Kevin Hart was, saying this ebook, and ChatGPT will do that, because that's especially the paid version. I think the free version will do that as well. But my point being that it helped me with it. Now, what I also did was I've done it a couple of different times because I'm still learning ChatGPT. I feel like I'm really good at it right now, but this was in my learning phases. I would just say format it. Format this is, it should be an ebook. I want it, I want you to do the editing, this, that, and the other. And then I go back and read it. So I can record my voice. I didn't want to write it out. So I recorded it, put it in ChatGPT to have it to edit, do some things like that. And then I take that form and then I edit that. because I wanted to still be my voice. So I've done it. I've done it several ways where I've done it several ways where I've tried to see what ChatGPT could come up with, what I would come up with, you know, so on and so forth. I've always used my own work, but even if I have ChatGPT help me with some of it, I then go back behind it because I'm kind of using it as my editor. And that's what I tell her. I say, you are a top-notch editor and I need you to edit. You're a copy editor and I want this to flow. I want you to make sure the tone, the voice, you know, the way I'm saying it is right. And then I go back and read that again and do some more final edits with that. So I just kind of use it as a cheat code for me to not have to pay a copy editor because it's a free ebook I'm giving away anyway. Right? It's free. So I'm giving it away. So I don't need to necessarily pay someone for me to do that because I want to get something out quick. That's what it is that you guys could do. Look at this. This is, I told you, you could do it in less than 20 minutes and literally you can have ebooks like all the time. Now, let me tell you something that actually can bless you. You can take this same format. So let's just say this, because I'm actually going to do this myself. Actually, I've done it, but I'm about to do some for the website shelaunchesit.com. Is you can take this same outline and do a mini training and record the videos, and now you have a mini training. If you did 5 to 7 chapters, you have 5 to 7 videos. And in each video, you go over those 3 to 5 bullets that you did, go to the next one, record it. Now you have a 5-part series, 7-part series, mini training. You guys, it's not hard. It's not hard, right? You want to give some people a bit of information, just do a mini training on it. And especially if you know how to do some simple editing, or you know how to just record and it be done and it's good and you can go, like, make it happen. And I'm going to tell you, if you are one that's, you want to have clients that are clients that are going to be paying you in the thousands. Okay. That's how I'm going to say it, in the thousands. Your lowest ticket is in the, you know, early thousands. Then you're going to want to do more videos. You're going to want to do more videos, and you can take this same exact format to do it. You can take the same exact format to do it. This is probably my shortest podcast. I'm super excited, super proud of myself that I have got this one done for you, because I wanted you to have something on how you could do an ebook quick, how you could do a video quick, because this stuff works. So, ending in a word of Thanksgiving, I am thankful that you guys are here with me listening, and I'm praying that God continues to bless you in what it is that you're doing so that your business can launch, it can grow, and it can flourish. I hope that that's something that is a blessing to your spirit, and I will see you in the next episode. Hey sis, before you take off, I'd really appreciate if you took 30 seconds to head over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify to give me a rating for this episode, because as you know, ratings are the most important currency here in this type of platform. Also, if you found this episode helpful, I'd really, really appreciate if you shared it with one of your sister friends that might need this word of encouragement to get started themselves. The more we can share the good news that we're getting here on She Launches Podcast, I believe the more that God will be pleased and the more we can impact the world. Thanks so much, and we'll see you in the next episode.